Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ask Solar Sandy Show with your wonderful host, Miss Solar Sandy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello. How are you today?
I am doing awesome. We have so many things to talk about today, Jeremy. We are in some pretty challenging, mind-blowing times.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So as a patriot, from one patriot to another and all the patriots listening today, we would have never expected to be where we're at right now with Ukraine and Russia, and it's just heartbreaking. So I know you're praying and I'm praying and yes. The rest of our patriots in this country are praying. But unfortunately, these actions of our, what's going on politically and now ramifications of political, whatever you want to call it. Let's go, Brandon.
There you go.
Has an effect on our economy and inflation and our gas prices. And they're predicting our gas prices, because we use more gas in the summertime, they're predicting our gas prices going up. And unfortunately, people are like, I thought this was a Solar Sandy show. It is. But all of these things. So let me stop there for just a second. I'm going to come back to this point. I got into this because I couldn't pay my daughter's power bill, and I figured out a formula so that she had the maximum savings and benefits of going solar and has never paid the power company in over 10 years now. But when I started doing this about 8 years ago, and Warren Buffett bought the power company in Nevada, where I was living, and I was doing physical therapy and all the rest of it for my accident that I had, that's why I couldn't pay my daughter's power bill. I realized when he sent an energy lobbyist in to the state legislature of the state of Nevada, and he stopped solar because he didn't want anybody saving money on their power bill with solar panels. That's when I got really, really mad, because I'd been a single mom on a fixed income, barely making it by. And there's people out there right now that are facing this right now, gas and groceries. And then on top of it, the power companies folks are going to be raising rates again. Their tag SRP and APS both have, in the Corporation Commission last year in 2021, they gave APS permission to have a rate increase tied to the gas prices. And there was $222 million that was carried forward into 2022 that they were going to reevaluate in February of 2022. And they said if the gas prices, natural gas prices, have not gone down, there'll be another rate increase tagged to these costs. And so, Jeremy, where I get confused, and I'm Solar Sandy, for heaven's sakes.
And let me also say, she has been, very accurate with all of these things, not for months, not for weeks, for years, has been predicting these things over and over again for years, and they have always come true to the tune of 100%, always true.
Thank you, Jeremy. And so the thing of it is the reason I do this show is I want to educate people. Am I going to see every single person that's listening to this show? No, but I want it to be informative, and I want it to be educational, and I want it to be thought-provoking, because we don't have any choice whether we're going to pay our power bill or not. We have a choice on what food we buy. We have a choice of how much we drive our cars or don't drive our cars. But when it comes to electricity, we don't have the option come July, August, and September going, Mary, I'm just going to turn the AC off. We're not using any. You couldn't use any power this summer because it's just too expensive. And the power companies know this. And so what I want people to think about is this is a bill that you have no choice in. When they raise the rates, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when and how much. And I promise everybody that's listening today, there will be more rate increases to come over the next 3 years that we are dealing with the administration that we are, because inflation is higher than it's ever been in 40 years. Gas prices will continue to go up. And God forbid, if it gets any worse, this could get worse. And right now, the tax credits are still in place, but those could go away. Even though they're all about the Green New Deal and all the rest of it, they're about the green that they're putting in their pocket. And let me talk about the EVs. You know what? Listen, I don't have $100,000 to go buy an EV, and most people don't. But if we did, let's say if we got one, given to us, well, we have to charge those. And when people start I'm 61 next month, so maybe it's the younger ones, the 20s, the 30s, the 40-somethings start buying these EVs. Or maybe the manufacturers start only making EVs. Eventually, that's what's going to come online. Everybody's going to have an EV maybe in 5, 10 years. Well, guess what? That's more demand on the grid. Then everybody's using more off-peak power, and guess what happens to the cost of electricity? Demand creates an increase in pricing, and the power companies will take advantage of this. So I want everybody to think about this. You're paying your power bill right now, and it's just as if you were taking your hard-earned money and you're flushing it down the APS or SRP toilet bowl with no benefit or value to you. The only guarantee that you have from the power company is it's going to cost you more every time they decide to raise the rates without your permission, without your consent. They just send you your new bill. Your equal pay went up $50 to $100 more. And we saw this in 2017, Jeremy. We were talking about this before we came on the air, that when I started predicting in 2017 that some people would see their bill more than a $200 bill go up to $400 or
double,
more.
Yes.
People started calling us at the radio station saying, has Solar Sandy lost her mind and does she really know what she's talking about? And some people were really upset. They're like, we thought it was only going to be a 5% increase with APS. Well, that's what APS wanted you to think. The second part of that rate increase came in May of 2018 when they came out with the 3-8 rate plans, Saver's Choice, Saver's Choice Plus, and Saver's Choice Max. And I said on the air, if depending on how much power you're using, and if you happen to choose Saver's Choice Max, which was very attractive, until you understand the demand cost is pure profit for APS, and I explain this to my families when I'm in their homes, this is where APS makes a lot of money. And when people didn't understand that demand charge, they saw their bills go from $200 to over $400. And I'm telling everyone today, as sure as I'm sitting here, Jeremy, as soon as there's more demand on the grid with all the building that's going on, with all the new homes being built, more EVs come online and there's more demand, they're going to change rate plans again and again and again. The non-solar customers that don't have solar are not grandfathered. The solar customers that go solar with me today, last year, the year before, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, they're grandfathered. So APS and SRP can change their rate plans and that doesn't affect them. They are safe. So I tell people, we've got to work together here. We're patriots. We've got to be wise stewards of the money that we have. Everything's costing more. We want to have the most feasible outcome for our families during these difficult times. So I said, I'm going to help my families. Number one, my APS families, I get them to a zero bill. Now, if they're installed in the summertime, this summer they may not get to a zero bill, but once we get them over the hump of the summertime, they will. And then next year, they'll be at a zero bill. My SRP families, I get them as close to zero as I possibly can. I've gotten people to zero in SRP. I show people those bills so they see that I've done it before.
I've seen bills for like $10 and $8.
Yeah. It's possible in SRP. It's just a little bit different metric. But here's the thing. I'm going to pay 2 years of your solar panel payments for you. All the people that are listening right now, that's like as if you don't have an electric bill for 2 years. I'm trying to give you some breathing room while you're dealing with, we're all dealing with this gas and this inflation and more costing more at the grocery store. I bought chicken the other day. It was like almost $20.
Yeah, everything.
I filled my gas tank. Yes.
Yeah, dining out, everything is going up.
And they're saying that we could go into stagnation or whatever. Things could get worse. But even if it does, there's no money out of pocket for this. So you'd still be paying your power bill. Doesn't matter what goes on with the economy, interest rates get raised, don't get raised. It doesn't matter. You're going to still pay the electric bill. So I want you to think we're going to redirect less money to your solar panels, and for 2 years, you're not even paying it. And now we've locked in your cost of your electricity. So when, not if, when APS and SRP raise those rates, and it's coming, folks. It's coming, and it's probably going to be in the summer months. And I believe we're going to have one or two or possibly three over the next 3 years. We still have 3 years to go, folks. It's grueling. It's horrifying. But that's the truth of the matter.
It 100% is. And do yourself the biggest favor. Do it today. Everybody's worrying about budgeting. Everything is going up. Get out of the rat race today. Go to AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com. You'll know you're at the right place. You see the beautiful cartoon of Miss Sandy right there at the top. You'll want to fill out your kilowatt worksheet. Super easy to do, and that's how she can get your information. There's no cost, no obligation. It's super easy to do, and that's how she can get you down with her, like we say, her special sauce that gets it perfect. Zero down for APS. Again, I've seen $8, $10 as close to zero on SRPs, too. It's a wonderful method she has. It's a proven fact she's
formula.
Done.
It's a formula.
Formula, exactly.
It's a formula, and it's funny, Jeremy, because when I was helping my daughter and these other solar people were showing my daughter, I was like, something does one plus one wasn't adding up to two. And what I meant was they didn't have the formula. My daughter would have had a solar panel payment and she still would have had a power bill. What does that even make sense? And there's a lot of people out door knocking right now. And there's a lot of emails and a lot of marketing going on for solar because people know they don't want to have these increased summer power bills. Please, 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 if you're looking at going solar, you might have already got a proposal or two in home or emailed to you. Please meet with me. I will do an in-home free consultation. I used to be a registered nurse, and I tell people, this is as important as your medical health because this is going to be the electricity source on your house. And trust me when I say this, the people who have gone ahead and gone with another company, Jeanette B., who came in and did a radio show with us.
Yes.
She's the realtor.
I like her.
Her neighbor down the street, because she was talking to all her neighbors who had solar. So she knocked on Bill's door. His name is Bill. And he said, you better go with Solar Sandy. This is a true story because she told the story while we were on the air when she came in and did the radio show. And she said, why? He goes, I heard her on the radio. And then one of these guys came and knocked at the door. And I figured, oh, he's here. I might as well do it. Well, you know, might as well do it right now.
Yeah.
So he did. And he got installed. And Bill showed Jeanette that he still had a $340 bill in June, and he had a $400 bill in July and August and September. And so he's like, is there anything you... I called him. He said, Sandy, I regret that I didn't go with you. He said, but it sounded good. He's got a lot of panels, but there is a special ingredient, a piece of equipment that I use, and I don't do solar in APS or SRP without it. It's my secret sauce. It's my little trick up my sleeve that's the only way to get people's bills to zero. So when I go out to meet with people, they're like, well, you know, my neighbor got it and they still have this bill. I go, yeah, because they're not on the right rate plan and they don't have this secret sauce that I add to the solar.
Exactly.
And you know, it's what makes me different. I will never downsize the system. I will never undersize the system. A lot of these, I'm not going to say they're bad people because they're not. I don't think that they really think fast forward in 5, 10, 15, not even a year down the road, that these people are now going to have not the maximum savings and not the maximum benefits. And that's exactly why I got into doing this, Jeremy. This is what almost happened to my son-in-law and my daughter. And I was not in a position financially to pay a power bill, let alone a solar panel payment on top of it. And I said, that can't happen to my kids because I can't help them pay their power bill, let alone a solar panel payment. And I was the one who suggested it, that they look at it, research it. So when one fellow was kind of like, you know, a car salesman type, and the other kid was really nice. And but they were both very sales pitchy. And all I'm going to say is, when I come into your home, I'm not there to pitch you, close you, make a sale. I'm there to educate you. And if you see the benefit and the value of this, you're going to decide to do this on your own.
100%. Yeah.
I used to be a nurse. There was no, like, well, I guess there was a couple sales techniques involved when you had to give people medicine in a place they didn't want it. But that's a whole story for another day. But I'm just saying, my whole goal, the reason I do this is, certainly, I've been on the radio now 8 years, Jeremy, and we've been talking about the same things. And I say I say this every single day. You have no choice in paying the power bill, and the power bill is going to go up. When you go solar with me, it's eliminating your bills going continually going up with the power company. You add value to your house. And if you ever sell the house, it just transfers over like the water and the gas bill would anyways. So there's very, very, very many, many reasons why this makes sense. And now you're putting more of your hard-earned money in your pocket versus the power company, because now you're producing your own power on your own roof versus essentially renting it from the power company that can raise the rates whenever they want to whatever they want. And they can, you know, Warren Buffett, when he bought NV Energy, he was, the reason he stopped solar up there was he wanted to raise the rates twice a year. And as a matter of fact, APS last year in April and November did that because of the gas prices. There was two separate billings for these fees associated with the gas and natural gas prices. And they'll be, I promise you folks, 2020 was an official rate increase. We're going to see some more of the unofficial rate increases due to this inflation that we're seeing and what we're dealing with. So today is the day to do this. You know, allow me to come in and educate you. If it makes sense, if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
Yes.
This doesn't work for your house, or if you don't have enough roof space, or you've got shading or whatever. So I really ask people to send us all the information that they can so we can do their proposal. So when I come over there, I can explain it to them. And you know what? They're way better educated after I leave than before I came, not just about solar, but about the power company. And again, we all have the same, anybody listening to this radio show knows that I'm a patriot and we have the same political, you know, views. And so I talk very freely on how that impacts our everyday costs of everything, but specific to the power bills.
I totally agree. And like you were saying, you know, the situation is, yes, you're going to have to pay the power bill. This is your way to get out of it. Like the person said, you know, oh, it sounded so good. That's what these guys are kind of, you know, they're kind of good at making things sound pretty good. So if you're one of those people who's like, yes, this is solar, this is what I'm going to do. Maybe you did already get an offer. It costs you nothing. You can go to the website. You can call. And again, if Sandy's like, no, nope, seems like you're on the right track, she'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Or at least you won't be that person that's like, oh, I wish I would have. You
got a second opinion.
For a fact, you got a great opinion from an expert who knows solar and knows how to do it well. Plus, when you go with Ask Solar Sandy, you're getting 2 years of no solar panel payments. That's money in the bank. You do whatever you want with that. That's all your gas money back. That's a new trip. Whatever you want to do, you're getting that benefit when you go with Solar Sandy. So go to AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com right now. Start filling out your kilowatt worksheet. Super easy to do. And if you have any questions, or if somebody just knocked at the door and you want to call, call 623-850-8229. That's 623-850-8229. Again, she has predicted these things for not one, two, for years going, and she is always very, very accurate. It is crazy how she does this.
Well, it's like I said, when I started, you know, and I wasn't even looking to be Solar Sandy. I was just mom and Jima to my kids and my grandkids. Now I feel like it's my mission to bring as much information and light to something that a lot of people don't on a daily basis. Listen, our power bill comes in. Well, mine doesn't anymore, like, you know, because I have solar. But you know, your power bill comes in. You just pay it. You have to pay it, because if not, they turn your electricity off, and you can't go without electricity and lights and AC. So most people don't have big, long discussions or deep, you know, deep discussions about, yes, the power bill, the power company. There's a lot of deep discussions going on about a lot of other things. So when I realized there was some crony capitalism and politics got involved in that, Warren Buffett sent a lobbyist into the state legislature and banned solar there for 2 years. Now, I don't believe that's ever going to happen here in Arizona, because they need, and people are like, well, can that happen here? I'll tell you why it can't happen here. APS and SRP needs the power that your solar panels will be generating on your roof to feed the grid. They have 130-year-old grids that they have not kept up to date on. And there is a demand on those grids. Do you see all the housing that is going up that are going to require, those houses are going to require more electricity? So APS, I figured out a way to use their rate plan in your favor so that I can get you to a zero bill, and often with a check coming back. Jeremy's seen checks coming back from APS between $600, $800, $1,200. I've had more than that, but typically it's somewhere between $600, $800, $1,200 that I can zero the bills and get APS paying you. Think about this, folks. If you got a check from APS in January this year for $600, if you take 600 and divide that by 12, that equals $50. So now that's as if APS is paying $50 a month towards your solar panel payments, versus when APS raises the rates and your bill goes up $50 or more a month.
Yeah.
Your bill doesn't go up. Now we've got APS paying $50 of it for you. So I tell people, you stay with the power company. Nobody's paying one month, let alone 2 years. Nobody's sending you a check in January like most of my families do. They're getting money back. Listen, there's some of my families that were keeping their house at 80 to 82. When they went solar, they dropped their house down to 74, 75 degrees. So they still have a zero bill, but they're not getting a check back. But they're like, Sandy, we are living so much more comfortably. If we had to have gone through another summer at 82, 83, 84 degrees,
you just can't do it. You're
we wouldn't have. I had people that were turning their power off between 3 and 8 because they're on that rate plan, that one I told you, Saver's Choice Max, and people were getting killed on that rate plan. That's the bill that I said, a $200 bill on the noon to 7 old rate plan on the Saver's Choice Max plan. That's where we saw people's bills go from $200 to over $400, depending on how much power they were using. Some people, it wasn't quite as bad as that, but it was still bad. It wasn't, Jeremy, my point was, it's not a 5% rate increase. It never is. It never will be. It will be whatever they say it is and whatever the Corporation Commission allows them to do. And basically, the Corporation Commission allows them to do whatever they want. SRP doesn't have the Corporation Commission in any respect. So SRP can just go behind their board doors and say, the board of directors doors and say, we're paying more on the open market for power. And because gas prices and natural gas prices have gone up, we're going to raise the rates again. So we're in inflationary times, folks. Everything is going to be affected, but you don't have to let your power costs be affected, because I'm here to help you, educate you so that you understand it. Again, I want you to be educated. I want you to make a decision that feels good for your family, because there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're going to pay your power bill month after month, year after year, and it's only going to keep going up. Jeremy, it's like you said, I've predicted these rate increases. I don't say this just to like go, boost to scare people. I actually truly care about my families. Do you know that last year, because most people don't expect me to come out, I go out personally on every single appointment. I saw over 1,000 families last year.
That is so cool.
And did every single one go solar? No, because for whatever reason, it wasn't right for them. But they said, you know what, Sandy, when we move into our next house, or you know what, my son and daughter, this would work perfect for. Or they didn't have enough roof space to get the metric that I needed. So, but you know what? Every single one of them said thank you, because they said, you explained it that I could actually understand it. Because I don't just talk about solar panels. I talk about the power company and how the two of them have to go together correctly in order for the formula to work to get people's bills to zero. And SRP, I have got people's bills to zero, or as close to zero as I possibly can.
And I just wanted, because you were saying that, I pulled just 3 random ones that the people who got checks back. This family got $538 back. The next one got $398 back. And the last family got $879 check back, with as well living a more comfortable and healthy lifestyle as well.
Yes, and those ones that you just read are just a few.
Oh, yeah.
If I brought all of them in, we'd need a trolley cart.
It's getting ridiculous.
It is, because I put them in, like the people that, you hear my little ads, they're the people that have been solar with me since 2018. So I've got their 19, 20, 21, now I have their 22 bills, because I want people to feel comfortable that I really have done this month after month. month, year after year, year after year. It really, the formula works. Go to Ask Solar Sandy today. 2 years of your solar panel payments on me. Let's all stick together as patriots. Let's pray for the Ukraine, as that's nonsense and messes going on over there. But as patriots, I just want to be able to help as many families as I can, put more of their hard-earned money in their pocket versus the power companies.
You're exactly right. Our heart goes out to the Ukrainian people. Do yourself the biggest favor. Go solar today. Go to AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com. 2 years, no solar panel payments. Do it today. You have any questions, you can call 623-850-8229. One more time, 623-850-8229. And we'll see you next time.
God bless America.